Hello, my name's Jack.
My name's Rich.
And I'm Rowan.
And welcome to the Premier Skills English Podcast,
where we talk about football and English.
In the Premier Skills English Podcast, we talk about football and help you with your English.
Don't forget, you can find the transcript for all our podcasts with examples and activities to help you understand the language, and a task for you to complete on the Premier Skills English website.
This lesson is all about fitness classes. Over the next few weeks, we're going to look at different sports and activities.
We're going to do a role play. The three of us are going to a new type of fitness class at the gym. We will use lots of words and phrases connected to fitness, and we're going to look at the language of encouragement. Words and phrases coaches and instructors need to say to support those they are coaching.
In the role play, we'll also tell you about the Premier Skills English Fitness Challenge that we're doing.
We're going to give a fitness score and a fun score for each of the sports and activities we look at.
And in the task we have for you later in the podcast, we want you to give your own fitness and fun scores. We'll have more about that later.
Before we start this week's role play, we need to look back at last week's football phrase.
Okay, our football phrase. If you've not listened to the podcast before, every week we set our listeners a language challenge. We explain a football phrase or word and you have to guess what it is.
When you know the answer, go to the Premier Skills English website and write the word or phrase in the comments section for this podcast. If you're correct, we'll announce your name on next week's podcast.
We had lots of correct answers last week, but a special congratulations to Daniel Barron from Colombia, who was the first with the right answer. You were quickest out of the blocks once again, Daniel.
And a big well done to the following listeners who also got the right answer. Marco Zapian and Eric PGD from Mexico, Mo Beckham from Turkey, Max Alex from Vietnam, W. Santa from Argentina, HSN from Turkey, Emmanuel from France, Daniel Four from Italy, and Alex from Ukraine.
The new football phrase is at the end of this podcast, but we're going to give you one more chance to guess last week's football phrase. Are you ready?
The phrase was, and we chose the phrase because you can use it in football and tennis, the topic of last week's podcast. A football player might hit a ball for a winger to run onto. It means a long pass near the edge of the pitch. A tennis player that hits a shot describes a ball that travels parallel to and along the sidelines of the tennis court.
We'll give you the answer and a new football phrase at the end of this podcast.
If you remember, last week's podcast was all about tennis, and we asked you how you felt about tennis and what you know about the game.
Luca Lee from Italy is a big tennis fan, plays twice a week, and has his own tennis coach.
Max Alex from Vietnam said he was a huge tennis fan, and his favourite player is Novak Djokovic. And he told us all about a marathon match between Djokovic and Rafa Nadal.
Vic from Mexico told us all about when he took up tennis as a child, and how he would like to start tennis lessons again.
Thanks for all your comments. And it's fantastic to see so many positive messages and that so many of you are enjoying our podcasts.
If you haven't heard this podcast, it's called Learning Vocabulary, Fitness and Tennis. And you can find it on the Premier Skills English website or on Apple Podcasts.
In our role play, the three of us are going to the sports centre for a fitness class. It's the third activity in our Premier Skills English Fitness Challenge series. We've already done running and tennis.
Our fitness challenge is a little competition between the three of us. We're trying out a few different sports and activities, and we decide which is the best for us.
We're going to go running, cycling, swimming, to the gym, to do some sports, and we might even play football.
We're going to talk about the advantages and the disadvantages of each sport, what we like and dislike about each activity, and we're going to give each activity or sport a Premier Skills English Fitness Challenge score.
It's all a bit of fun, but it should help all of us think more about keeping fit and healthy.
But as always, the main focus is the language. And in this role play, we'll focus on words and phrases to give encouragement.
While you listen, we want you to answer two questions.
Question one, what names are given to each of the exercises in the fitness class?
Question two, what do Rowan and I find surprising?
Hey Jack, hey Rowan, glad you could make it.
Sounds like fun. What's it called again? Goalercise?
That's it, Goalercise. It's a fitness class, a new type of fitness class. We put the music on, do some moves and do some exercises, with and without the ball.
And you're sure it's not dancing? You know I've got two left feet.
It's not dancing. I've been doing it for a few weeks now. It really gets your heart pumping and the blood flowing.
Really? I'm not convinced. You know I regularly run half marathons and do triathlons. I'm pretty fit.
It's a high-intensity workout. I guarantee that you'll feel it after the session and tomorrow morning. The changing rooms are over there. I'll see you in class in 5 minutes. Morning, everyone. We're going to start with the warm-up. Nice and slow to begin with. Let's start the music.
Rich?
You're the teacher? The Goalercise fitness instructor?
Welcome. Welcome to our newbies, Rowan and Jack. Find a bit of space and we're ready to go. Let's start with some stretches. Loosen those arms and legs. Okay, remember this one? Save a goal. Arms up and right. Save a goal. Top corner. Arms up and left. Save a goal. Up and right. Save a goal. Up and left. Save a goal. Good save, Rowan. You tipped that one round the post.
Thanks. Arms up and left. Save a goal.
Now, this one's called Almost Scored. Squat down. Bend your knees. You're in your seat at the match. Your team are on the attack. Hold that squat. Move slowly out of your seat and almost scored. Up with your hands on your head.
That's hard.
Come on, Jack, you can do it. You're in your seat. Your team are on the attack and almost scored.
Hold the squat. Oh, almost scored.
That's it. Good work, everyone.
These squats really work your quads, glutes and lower back.
Keep it going, Rowan. Hang in there and keep pushing yourself. Jack, get off the floor. Let's get those hearts pumping. Don't stop till you drop. This one's called knees up. Knees up on the spot, like this.
Like this?
Up to hip level. Higher and faster, Jack. Good high knees, Mavis. That's really good. Keep it up.
Do you know Mavis had a knee replaced 6 months ago? We could do better than this. It's embarrassing.
Quiet. I'm giving it a go.
30 seconds. As fast as you can. Go. Great energy levels, Agnes. Way to go, Mabel. Okay, slow it down and relax.
Oh, something a bit slower. Thank goodness.
Too much, Jack. Let's try some leg swings. This one's called top bins. Swing one leg back and forth and imagine you're kicking a ball.
Like this?
That's it, Rowan. Top bins. You want the ball to go high, so your leg should go high after you kick the ball. Hiya, Jack. We don't want any daisy cutters here. And faster and higher. Kick that ball hard into the top corner and follow through. Nice shot, Iris. Top bins. Keep it going, everyone. Now for penalty run-up. Run and kick and back. Run and kick and back. Come on, Jack. Get off the floor.
I just slipped, putting too much into it.
Let's keep the intensity going. Red card. Running on the spot, and you're the referee. Show that red card. And the other arm. Show that red card. Keep it going. Don't give up. Stay in the zone. Red card. And show it again. Red card.
I'm going to give you the red card in a minute.
Come on, Jack. You can do it. Let's pick up the pace. This one's called Protect Your Bits. Okay, follow me. Arms up and form a wall. Arms up and form a wall. Brilliant work, everyone. And relax. Good job. Let's take 2 minutes.
That was pretty strenuous.
And that's just the warm-up. Get the balls out, Mina. Where's Jack gone?
I'll go and find him. I think he's gone for a sit down.
Okay, the fitness class was our third activity for our Premier Skills Fitness Challenge. We need to give our opinions and scores. Jack?
Yeah, it was good. Some of the others in the class were really good. How long have they been doing it? I couldn't keep up.
We could see that. What happened?
I had a big breakfast, that's all. I'm going to give the fitness class a fitness score of 6 out of 10 and a fun score of 2 out of 10.
Is that a fun score or an embarrassing score? What about you, Rowan?
Well, it was a better workout than I'd expected, so I'm going to give it a fitness score of 7.
And was it fun?
That was more fun than I expected too. I liked how it combined things we see and do on the football pitch. It was funny, and even funnier to see Jack finding it difficult. I'm going to give it a fun score of 8.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Mr. Instructor?
Yes, it's fun to be the instructor, and helps me stay fit at the same time. 10 out of 10 for me, for fun and fitness.
Okay, so our final Premier Skills English Fitness Challenge score is 43. That means fitness class moves ahead of tennis into second place. But running is still our top Premier Skills English activity.
Before the role play, we asked you 2 questions. The first question was, what were the names given to each of the exercises in the fitness class?
The activity was called Goalicize, and each activity was based around something you see or do on the football pitch.
Here are the names of the exercises again. I'm going to say them really slowly, and you can do the exercise to check that you understood. Save a goal. Almost scored. Knees up. Top bins. Penalty run up. Protect your bits.
Do remember that we are English teachers and not fitness professionals, so we can't take any responsibility for the quality of the Goalicize routine.
Our second question was, what do Rowan and I find surprising?
Well, we thought we were all going to a fitness class together, and we were, but we were amazed to find out that Rich was the instructor.
Yes, and he did shout a lot. We're not in the army, Rich.
I thought he was very encouraging, and that's the language we're going to focus on now. Words and phrases to show encouragement.
Encouragement is support and hope people give to others through what they say and do.
It's an important part of many people's job, to encourage others and offer support. Teachers, managers, coaches and fitness instructors need to encourage their students, employees, participants or players.
In the role play, Rich encouraged me and Jack and all the others in the class. He used some different phrases to do this. Let's have a look at some examples.
Firstly, let's look at some phrases we can use to encourage others when they're doing well.
Rich said things like, "Brilliant work, everyone. Great energy levels, Agnes. Way to go, Mabel. Nice shot, Iris. Keep it up," and "Good job."
All of these phrases can be used to encourage people while they're doing something or just after they've finished.
We use lots of positive adjectives like good, great, fantastic, brilliant, superb, stunning, or outstanding to encourage and offer support.
To keep something up is a phrasal verb that's very useful here. We say, keep it up, or keep up the good work when we want something to stay at the same level. It's very useful to encourage others.
I found some of the exercises quite difficult, and Jack even more so. A good coach also needs to encourage us when we're having trouble or problems.
There are a few phrases we can use in this situation too. Rich used a few of them in the role play.
Keep it going, Rowan. Hang in there and keep pushing yourself. Don't give up. Stay in the zone. Come on, Jack. You can do it.
All of these phrases are being used to encourage and offer support when someone is finding something difficult. Let's focus on a couple of them.
Keep going means continue. Don't stop. It's very common. Come on, keep going. You can do it.
Hang in there is a phrase which means to be determined even though things are difficult.
Give up is another phrasal verb which means to stop trying to do something. To encourage someone, we'll say things like, don't give up now, you've nearly finished.
And to be in the zone is an idiom which describes a state of feeling confident and performing to your best abilities.
Okay, there are some words and phrases we use to encourage others. You can check your understanding of these phrases, and we'll look at some phrases connected to fitness on the Premier Skills English website.
We encourage you to do the activities and join in the discussion on the website page for this podcast.
Yes, you should give it a try. Go for it. It's worth a shot. You might as well just do it.
Why not? What are you waiting for? What do you have to lose?
Did you see what we did there?
Yes, loads more phrases which we use to encourage others. Very nice.
Our task for you is to give us a Premier Skills English Fitness Challenge score for fitness classes.
This score is for fitness classes in general, and not just Goalicize, which we invented.
We also want you to tell us if you've ever been to a fitness class.
Have you ever done a group keep fit class? Zumba, Boxercise, yoga, Pilates, CrossFit or circuit training in a group?
What do you think are the benefits and drawbacks of going to fitness classes?
Is it possible to join these types of classes where you live? Are they popular?
Tell us about your experiences of fitness classes and then give us a Premier Skills English Fitness Challenge score for this activity.
Give us a score out of 10 for fitness and a score out of 10 for fun, just like we did in the role play.
Write all your answers in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website and try to use some of the words and phrases we introduced in this podcast.
We've all been waiting, Rich. What's this week's football phrase?
This week's football phrase is... This phrase is used when a club has lots of players out of action at the same time. It's a time of difficulty for a club because they might find it difficult to field a full team if the is really, really bad. The phrase is a strong collocation, and other types of may include financial, humanitarian, or political.
Let's see if anyone gets it right and who is first this week. If you're still wondering what the answer was to last week's football phrase, it was down the line.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. If you get it right, we'll announce your name on next week's show.
If you have a question for us about football or English, you can email us at premierskills@britishcouncil.org.
Or you can leave your questions and comments on the website in the comments section or on our Facebook page.
Or you could give us a rating and a fantastic review on Apple Podcasts.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.